Chapter 1. Dorothy Dale's Queer Holidays. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Lucy Burgoyne. Dorothy Dale's Queer Holidays by Margaret Penrose. Chapter 1. The Same Old Tavia. She very probably will miss her train. We will miss her at the station. She will take a ride up with old Bill Mason, stay talking to him until dinner is too cold to wait any longer. Then, well, she may steal in through a window and give you a midnight scare, just for a joke. That's my recollection of Miss Tavia. Nat, you're too mean. Tavia is not always late, and she doesn't purposely upset plans. Some things can't be prevented. Right, little cuz, they can't. That's right. Tavia is one of the things that can't be prevented from. Quit there. Easy with young ladies' names. You don't have to put her up for the registry. And the last speaker swung around in mock challenge, with his fist very close to his brother's aristocratic nose. The three were Dorothy, Ned, and Nat. Dorothy Dale was the cuz, a very pretty and attractive young girl, while her two good-looking cousins, Ned the elder and Nat the jollier, were sons of Mrs. Winthrop White, of North Birchland. Dorothy, with her father, Major Dale, and her two brothers, Joe and Roger, the latter about 2 years younger than his brother, who was not yet in his teens, made her home with Major Dale's sister, Mrs. White, where they had lived for the past few years. It was now holiday time, and Dorothy was awaiting the arrival of her chum, Tavia Travers, of Dalton, the former home of the Dales. We may say Dorothy was waiting, but the boys were, well, they may have had to wait until Miss Tavia got there, but one of them, Nat, evidently, did not find waiting very pleasant employment. The fact was, Tavia was a very good friend of Nat, and because of this his brother enjoyed teasing Dorothy about her chum's shortcomings, especially when Nat was within hearing. "She said the 4:10, didn't she?" asked Nat for the fourth time in as many minutes. "And meant the 10:04, put in Ned, before Dorothy could reply. "Neddie, I've warned you." And Nat squared off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?